for just £20 a month. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio.co.uk.
You all right?
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
You.
Oh, why?
What are you stumbling on?
Nothing.
No.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not,
aren't you?
So yes, I never said a word.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and a troublemaker.
All right. It's me. It's Bird.
It's Bird.
Miz on a bike.
Absolutely. It's Tuesday, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. And you're listening to the Business Bunker show.
It's us dribbling.
Yeah, it's us dribbling. Guess why?
Why?
Why are we dribbling?
Why are we dribbling, Tom? Yeah. Why are we dribbling?
Because we had a nibble.
One nibble and you nobbled.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? What was that from? One nibble and you nobbled. Do you remember
Hobnobs.
That? Yes,
Hobnobs,
it was. Well done, Mark.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving swiftly on.
Moving. Have you done all of yours yet?
Done all of my what? Done all of my what?
Tasting session.
No. Look, I've got loads left.
Do you know what? I always leave the best bit till last. Do you do this?
Mm. A lot of people do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might eat that bit last.
Is that a new marketing thing? How do you eat yours?
There you go.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub.
Yeah, right, Stove Hub.
Yeah. They say, hello, running the web. Can we have a shout out, please? They have the Will Devlin Jolly this Thursday evening, 6:30 at their showroom in Rochester High Street. And Business Bunker listeners are very welcome. So celebrity chef Will Devlin is going to be there at the Stove Hub shop in Rochester High Street, knocking out food Thursday night. What's not to like?
Have you seen what Tenterden Toilets have sent through to Twitter?
Go on.
They've said, with Vanilla Web, has the cookie chap heard of this? Megalophobia, a fear of large things like biscuits and cookies. And they've got this big blue cookie monster on Twitter. I love it when we get this. You guys, we love you feeding back to us. Do you see what I did there? Feeding back.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. I'm bang on it today.
So well, was that Tenterden Toilets?
That's Tenterden Toilets.
That's Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah. Nice one.
How do you eat yours? You didn't care then, it just went, didn't it?
How do I eat my what?
The cookie that I wasn't supposed to say you had.
See, she's
sorry.
Hold on,
I'm so sorry.
Don't believe her, Amanda. She's
Amanda,
fibbing.
I'm so sorry. He didn't have any.
No, that's true.
No.
And the any I didn't have is now stuck in my teeth.
Because you can hear it anyway, aren't at you.
Sorry. I've had a tweet from Athelbrey.
Is that the same as Athelbrey?
It is Athelbrey, yeah.
Please keep saying Athelbrey forever.
I thought I'd change the subject. Yeah. Athelbrey have been on Business Bunker Vanilla Web. Please, could we have a shout out? We provide discount rates for charities wanting to offer staff training. You can find out more by emailing kate@athelbrey.co.uk. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, kate@athelbrey.co.uk. Do get them an email and find out more about that. And we've had the lovely Rowena Horton has been on. Paul, please give me a shout out. Discover the Vine. Hashtag Bee Bunker, hashtag cheese, and hashtag wine. An evening at the George Hotel, at the St. George Hotel, starts at 19:30, at 7:30 on Wednesday, November the 1st. So that's cheese and wine tasting at the St. George Hotel. I guess that's the St. George Hotel in Chatham.
Must be.
So do check that out. What you got?
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? If so, the antidote to the Dragon's Den is for you. Come to this free seminar to discover how to achieve business growth without the need to face the dragons. You'll be given a blueprint for achieving growth by establishing objectives, assessing your business environment and formulating and implementing strategies appropriate to your own business. Business Doctors helps other businesses with hands-on, friendly, practical support, helping their clients develop strategies to achieve growth. If you own or run a small or medium-sized business and are targeting growth, surely everybody is, aren't we? Aren't we all targeting growth?
I guess so.
Don't you think?
Well, you should be, but
isn't
knows?
It a given?
Well, I guess it is, but...
Do you know what? I'm just going to stay the same. We don't think like that, do we?
Well, a lot of people do stay the same, so I guess...
That doesn't mean they're not targeting growth, though.
Yeah, no, they probably think about growth. Whether they actually do anything about it or not is a different issue.
Well, they need to go along to this, Mr. Andrews. Mm. So it's Thursday, the 2nd of November. That's this Thursday. Mm-hmm. My goodness. 7.30 a.m. till 9.30 a.m., the old fire station, Castle Street in Tonbridge. And you need to go to that's the World Wide Web. At
you like a bit of WWW, don't you? I do love it.
Yeah. I love saying the World Wide Web.
Do you?
Yeah, I very rarely say WWW, especially when it's spooky day like today.
Okay.
That's it.
Weird.
Do you think?
No, that's a really deep, stupid, meaningless thing.
What is?
Weird. Oh, here we go. I'm going to have to explain that now, aren't I?
Never heard of it.
Well, today's Halloween, and Halloween is actually a pagan celebration, and... The pagans had a concept called weird, after which our current English word weird is named. But the concept of weird was spelled W-Y-R-D. And the concept of weird is a web of cause and effect. So the idea behind it is if you do something in your life, it has an effect somewhere else. And that effect is felt through a web of interconnectedness.
I'm loving that.
The web of weird.
You were waiting to see what I was going to say.
Yeah. The web
I
of weird.
I love that.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a book title in itself.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, there is a book about it called Weird by Brian, someone or other, I can't remember his surname, who's a professor of Anglo-Saxon studies at Brighton University.
Have you spoken with him?
No, I've read the book, though.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
Good. I've had a sweet quick diversion there into a bit of paganism. We'll slaughter a goat later, I guess.
It's all right, we've got loads of cookies. We don't need a goat.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll slaughter the cookie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Had a tweet from Elmstone Systems. I don't know if you've read this one.
No.
Hi, Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? May the health and safety be with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah, your EHS data recording and reporting all in one place. Yeah, you did read that earlier,
didn't you?
Yeah. We'll do an email then.
All right. Businesses across Essex, Kent and East Sussex are being invited to a briefing focusing on delivering a modern plan for successful South East, adopting new technologies, ways of working, plus an update on work to deliver the new Lower Thames Crossing, organised by the South East Local Enterprise Partnerships. The event, Robots Roots Revenue, will be held on the 21st of November at CEME, the Campus Nurturing, Manufacturing, Engineering and Technology Businesses based in Raynham, Essex. This is the Highways England will provide an update on the proposed 4.4 billion crossing, which will increase road capacity between Essex and Kent, get this, by 70% when it opens in 2017. So, Christian Brody, chairman of SELEP, said the Lower Thames Crossing is an integral part of our emerging strategy economy plan. It goes on, it's really interesting. We want to bring business with us on what we believe will be an exciting economic journey. So to attend the event, which starts at 9.30am with presentations and it's finished by noon, that's midday, will be followed by lunch and networking. Here we go, register. Oh, they haven't done it this time. Robots, Roots, Revenue, and go on to the Eventbrite website, which is the www.eventbrite. What?
World Wide Web. Last month, Adrian Kearney spoke about his business life journey to his dream job, Pet Courier Service. A number of people expressed their appreciation for his talk, which got them thinking. This is the purpose of the Business Community Breakfast. Unlike other business breakfasts, BCB is about sharing our thoughts and aspirations together. It's about tapping into other people's experiences, which are much more valuable than continually plugging our businesses. At the November breakfast, which is due to be held on the 9th of November at the Darlham Meadow Sports Club, we'll be discussing the proposition, I need more business, what can I do? The breakfast starts at 7.30am and lasts for 90 minutes. It costs just £8, all of which goes to the venue. If you haven't been before, why not give us a try? We're fully supportive of each other and BCB is more of a fellowship because it's so informal.
You needn't say anything, although everyone is encouraged to talk about their own businesses and to give updates as appropriate. You do not need to book, but to help our venue plan the food, an indication of your likely attendance would be appreciated. That's from Ken Wheeler. And you can let Ken Wheeler know that you might be coming by emailing him at ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Love it. Canterbury Winter Warmer is Tuesday the 28th of November, and that's at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. You've got the Thanta Winter Warmer, which is Wednesday the 29th of November. That's at St. Augustine's, and that's at Westgate-on-Sea. You've got the West Kent Winter Warmer, and that's Wednesday the 29th of November at the Mercury at Tunbridge Wells Hotel. We've got all the times for them. North Kent Winter Warmer, and they're all at 3 till 5 p.m, which is Thursday the 30th of November, and that is kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Go check them out. They're all 3 in the afternoon till 5.
Fantastic, thank you. I've had Chris Hyde of Chameleogenics has been on again. He said, Vanilla Web, I'm delivering a full day's training about human factors at the end of November, and we're going to be talking about acuity there. It's a fascinating subject. So thank you for that, Chris.
Chris,
it is indeed.
Human factors, what's he mean? Is he talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs? What are you talking about with human factors? Let us know. Tweet us.
Yeah, do. We've had loads more tweets. I'll read them in a minute. But I think what I'd like to do now is talk to our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. First time for ages, quite a long time, Mark. Mr. Mark Ridley of Transform Performance. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
It's an absolute pleasure. I was trying to remember how long ago it was you were on it. It was when we were still in Dimchurch, so it was a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm so impressed at these new upmarket surroundings. I mean, you've gone very upmarket.
Compared to the shed we had in Dimchurch, that is very true, isn't it?
But it has character there. No, it's about three years.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. And you've just produced another book?
Well, yeah. The last one sort of went quite well. Right. So, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment, so we went back for more. Yeah, the last time I spoke to you, we were talking about a small book that we wrote called 100 Big Ideas to Help You Succeed.
Absolutely.
And it succeeded, so I'm pleased to say.
Cool.
So
you've got 101 ideas now.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I've got a whole code. The last, literally 3 years, my partners and I have been working on this book that has just recently been published, and it's called The Salesperson's Secret Code.
Okay. Before we dive into that, just for completeness, why don't you give the listener a bit of background to you, a bit of your history, what it is you do, what it is that Transform Performance actually do.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll talk about the book from there.
Okay. Well, Transform Performance International, to give it its full name, on this day of global domination that Bert's been talking about, is a business that we started, crikey, it was 2 decades ago now, 20 years ago. Okay. We're very lucky, Paul. We get invited by lots of organisations from small, medium enterprises through to some global enterprises. And we work with their sales teams, we work with their leadership teams. We do a lot of work around change leadership. We do a lot of sales transformation project work. We do a lot of work around cost management. Every business has to manage its costs. So any way in which you think that your business performance could be improved, there's a sort of a clue in the title,
right.
Transform Performance International. It sounds a bit like Thunderbirds Are Go,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, exactly. We're your people. Yeah, thank you, brains.
Yeah. No, he's sitting next to me. He made the biscuit.
Cool. Okay, so that's the kind of work that you've been doing.
Sure.
And as you said, you wrote this 100 Big Ideas book, which is a fabulous book, which is a book that I read. You have given me a copy of the new book, but I must admit I haven't read it yet.
Do you know what, Paul? Oh. I had prepared 20 questions.
Have you?
Yeah.
I could wing it, probably.
Yeah, but I walked in this morning, I thought, he's not had time. He's been painting these offices.
He's
not had time to read this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't worry about it.
Cool. So, but that gives you an opportunity for you to educate me and tell me what it's about.
Yep.
What was the inspiration behind writing the book in the first place?
Well, basically, there is a very famous author called Daniel Pink. You may have heard of him.
Yes, I know. Yep.
And he a number of years ago wrote a book called To Sell Is Human, and it struck a chord with me. And it struck a chord with me because, as I've already mentioned, we spend a lot of our time working with people who are in sales. Mm. And very often people who are fantastic salespeople who don't even realise how good they are. Mm. At the risk of bigging Tom up, he is a fantastic salesperson. Mm. The question I have is, would he always describe himself as a salesperson? I mean, would you? I mean, you might do, I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah. Not always.
Not always.
Not in general, no.
Yeah. So we got this idea, we got to thinking, actually, what is it that is the essence of a really successful salesperson? Mm. You know, you're a businessman, Paul. Loads of organisations around the world invest hundreds of millions of dollars every year in, I'll call it, upskilling their salespeople. Yep. You know, you got to learn how to ask questions. Mm. You know, you got to learn all your features, your advantages, your benefits. Mm. The yada, 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 yada. And it's fine, but actually, is that the mark of a good salesperson or the mark of somebody who actually can actually learn to pass themselves off as somebody who ostensibly can sell? Mm. You know, the true salesperson to me is maybe somebody who comes across as authentic and passionate and so on and so forth. So basically what we did, we went out to lots of our existing clients and we said, could we talk to some of your salespeople? And we went out to lots of organisations around the world, and basically, you know, you get your mailing lists and off you go, and you just do drudge work, you do legwork. And fundamentally what happened was that we ended up with lots and lots of data points, literally thousands of data points, about what it is that makes the great salespeople tick. And basically what we finally ended up doing was interviewing for about 2 hours almost 1,000 salespeople.
Wow, okay.
From all sorts of different companies. I can't always name those companies because of confidentiality, but many of them global corporations in different parts of the world. And what we discovered was that every single person that you talk to in sales talked to five fundamental or core beliefs that are common to all. And those are things like a sense of fulfillment, feelings of being in control, being resilient, having influence, as you might expect, and the way in which you communicate. But what we realized as we were talking to these salespeople was that so many people approached achieving those, I'll call them destination beliefs, but achieving fulfillment, for example. You know, some people were fearful of failure. I've got to succeed in sales because actually I'm scared of not hitting my target.
Sure, yeah.
Or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But others were saying, no. What drives me to success in sales is this desire to be better than I ever thought possible. But what we realised, and again, Tom, if I have your permission to use you as a guinea pig, because I listen to the language structure of people who are in sales, what we heard from Tom earlier on today when he was talking was this: one minute you've got this fear of failure. I don't want to fail. But equally, I'm determined we're going to succeed. We're going to be in that new building by February or whatever it might be. So we realized that there was a sweet spot. So the most successful salespeople have a balance in these five destination beliefs. Take fulfillment. A fear of failure balanced with a desire to be better than they ever thought possible. And basically, Paul, all we've done is map all those 1,000 salespeople, and we've worked out where the top performers have this equilibrium balance. So we now know the kind of balance that someone like Tom might have towards this idea of, say, fulfillment or control or influence or communication. Right. And that's the secret code.
Okay, cool. That's really good. And interestingly, while you were explaining that to us, it made me think about people that tried to sell to me. And one thing that I've noticed is, and I think... I want to get your view on this. Those people that try to sell based on targets, tend to be desperate.
Yep.
You get these desperation sales, you know, where they come at you almost like, you know, yeah, but do you want to buy this? But do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy this? And you go, oh, hold on a minute, I don't even know what you do, you know. Yeah. And they immediately are self-defeating because they are so desperate to make a sale. You know, I'm not going to make my targets this month. I'm not going to make my commission. I can't pay my mortgage, that they will try to batter you into selling. And that it certainly doesn't work for me. I don't think it works for most people.
Yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, When we were doing the research, one of the destination beliefs that I mentioned that all salespeople, all the 1,000 people that we had in our study group, all of them said, influencing as a salesperson is important. Mm. I want to influence Paul to buy my product. Mm. What we realized, though, that top 5% of salespeople do not do what you just described.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they do is, we actually, in the book, we call it the gorilla beating the chest.
Right.
Yeah, you must buy this. I'm powerful and I'll shout about my product.
Yeah.
Or we talk about the guerrilla, the person who is flexible and who listens and, dare I use the A word, has acuity.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. You know, has an element of self-awareness and other awareness and so on and so forth. Do you know what? What we realized as we were going through this process was that it was telling us stuff that we thought we already knew. Mm. But what we actually got here for the first time in a sales audience was actually true measurement of it. Mm. So, again, there is a balance. I mean, again, if you were to read the book, Paul, which I'm sure you will.
I will eventually.
I will send that 20-question test. I'll send it to you, Bert. You can test him.
Yeah. Live on air.
There is this balance of the gorilla versus the gorilla.
Mm.
We all have to, at some point, evangelize about our product.
Mm.
Look, let's face it. Tom and I have evangelized. We've been a bit gorilla-esque this morning, haven't we, about our products and service.
Of course.
But if we did that all the time, who'd listen? Nobody would listen.
Sure.
So it's about that. It's about that self-awareness, that emotional intelligence, to have that balance. And again, that's, I think, the answer to your question.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I mean, what I see, and as you quite rightly pointed out, Tom's a great example of this, is that, and you do find this with entrepreneurs as well, that they are passionate about what they do, but they're not. It's not in an attempt to sell it to you. It's in an attempt to explain their journey and how they devise whatever it is they've devised. So it's really weird because they're not actually selling you anything. They're telling you a story about their product or service, almost to the point where they don't care whether you buy it or not. They're just telling you the story. And that really comes across in a much better way.
Well, I mean, again, you've hit another nail right on the head. Mm. Have you heard of something called the locus of control?
Yeah.
You've heard about that word, Now, that came across loud and clear in the research. The top 5% of salespeople absolutely are at the vagaries of what goes on around them. You know, we can't control everything. Look, Brexit's happening. Inflation's happening. Small businesses might get taxed differently next month by Mr. Hammond. We can't control everything. But very often with the lower performing salespeople, what we realized, there was a pattern in their language that came across time and time again, which was, well, I've got a poor territory. Or if only I had a territory as good as theirs, I would do as well as they could do. Mm. And actually what we realized as we were listening through these interviews and examining the word structure that people use, to be honest, often it was the deflection. Because as you rightly say, people who are the really great salespeople determine their own destiny. They believe that they have a responsibility or an accountability for their own success. So it's not a casino mentality at all. It's about you're not throwing the dice and hoping something good will show up. You're actually, although you may not realize it, as a successful salesperson, carving your own destiny out.
That's fascinating. It's a fascinating thing as well. We've talked a little bit on this show in the past about the culture in this country of sales. And we do have a kind of odd approach to it as well.
Yeah.
Somewhat different to our cousins in the United States who kind of celebrate sales as a thing. You can do a degree in sales in universities in the US and always have been able to for many, many years. Mm. It wouldn't even, if you mention the word sales in an academic institution in the United Kingdom, you would be marched off the premises, I think.
You're right, although, you know, thankfully, I think things are just beginning to change.
Mm.
You know, we are United Kingdom PLC. We're going to have to sell for our lives in the next few years, as we all know, for reasons that are, again, beyond our control here today.
Mm.
But we are starting to see in the world of sales, associations like the Association of Professional Sales starting to professionalize the world of sales. Mm. And, you know, I'd give a shout out to that organization. Mm. You are just beginning to see some of the business schools really understanding what sales is about. Mm. But that, to be honest, that was one of the motivations behind this book. I mean, you Bird, read out something about one of the banks, which I won't name, you know, and the way in which small businesses have been treated. There has been an ethical void, I think, when it comes to some elements of sales. And again, in part, what we were trying to do here with this book was to say, look, if you want to be aligned to the belief systems of the top 5% of people, these are the kind of things that you need to be thinking about and the way that you need to be behaving. I often say to people I work with, as you believe, so you will behave. If you don't believe customers matter, you will miss-sell.
Yeah.
If you don't believe your small business customer matters, you will screw them when you get the chance. Well, that goes back to beliefs.
Yeah.
The beliefs dictate the behaviour.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fascinating subject because it's deep psychology as well.
It is.
And I just find it a really interesting thing to look at and to study. I know someone very, very well that is an excellent salesperson. If you asked her if she was a salesperson, she would absolutely deny it beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
But she's absolutely superb at what she does. And watching her do her thing and trying to copy it is not easy because it's not specifically something she does particularly. It's a way of being. Mm-hmm. And that's really the essence of what you're saying here,
absolutely,
I guess.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. If you look at the book, we also interviewed 10 what we call iconic salespeople.
Right.
People who have been really successful in different kinds of sales situations, ranging from somebody from the Big Four consultancies through to a large pharma organization, but to somebody also who's a couple of years ahead of Tom's business. So everybody who's in sales. And we interviewed those 10 people, and we've threaded their insights throughout the book in the different chapters to illustrate that actually, as you rightly say, to use my expression, you can absolutely model excellence in others if you have that acuity to look for it and say, you know what, if they can be like that, I can be like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fascinating subject. I love it. So if I can kind of unwind it a bit and talk more about you interviewed 1,000 people, you said?
It's roughly 900 and something.
We'll round up. We allow rounding.
Thank you.
So you interviewed 1,000 people from lots of different backgrounds, presumably. Over what period of time did this say?
Just over 2 years.
Yeah.
I was slightly sick of asking. there was a semi-structured technique to it because in order to get to people's beliefs, you can't ask them too many direct questions.
Sure.
You have to use a process which invites them to open up, and we call it clean questioning.
Yeah.
And again, if you Google that, you'll find all about it.
Yeah. I mean, funnily enough, that's what I was going to ask you next, because one of the problems with sometimes when people survey things is the actual survey itself, you know, takes you off in a direction that isn't really...
Leading the witness.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really interesting because Ava DuVernay is one of the top directors in the US, film directors, and she did a documentary called 13th, and it's about incarceration in the US. And she believes that to get to open people up, you need a minimum of 2 hours.
Right.
Minimum of 2 hours to interview them and to do exactly what you've just said. So this opening interview, it's very challenging.
Yes. We didn't quite go 2 hours. We did nine. We told each person it would be 90 minutes. Some of them did go over 2 hours, frankly. But
And you're right. Would somebody give you 2 hours of their time? That's a long amount of time. Exactly.
But if you ask them the right questions, oh, yes, they do. Yes. People love talking about themselves.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just think it's really fantastic. Obviously, you want people to buy the book. And we're going to...
It would help.
Yeah, we're going to help do that. So we don't want to give away the ending. It was the butler. but, you know, you've got this secret code. What's your feeling about that? If I took that secret code and I said, right, I like this. I want to model myself here. What do you think is the process that I should undertake to model myself based around the code that you've identified?
Sure. There's many things you can do. And in the book, we absolutely talk about how you can begin to look at the beliefs that you hold and say, do I agree with that? Do I align to this top 5%? If not, what's the gap?
Yeah.
So in each chapter, we've got some sort of what I call provocation questions.
Okay.
We've got...
Can you give me an example of one of those?
Well, think about the chapter on fulfillment. You know, at the end of that chapter, there might be a question that says to you, so... Think about yourself at the moment. How do you know you are fulfilled? lot of people can't answer that question.
No, absolutely. You know? As you answered it, I thought, how would I work that out? Yeah.
You know, how do you know you are fulfilled? If you didn't, I often say, and I think I said it to before we came on air, it's something about, well, if I know what makes my heart truly sing, what I'm passionate about, probably I'm feeling fulfilled. Mm. If I don't have that, then maybe I've got some questions to answer. Yeah. Now, what we get, again, what we knew is the top 5%, they didn't necessarily say it makes my heart sing, but they talked about love, love of what they do, love of other people, love of their service, passion, whatever it might be. So we invite you to align to those behaviours. And there's also something that we've done, which I think is a first. We've developed a psychometric.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be launched towards the end of the year. So if you've read the book and you fancy saying, I wonder how I measure up to those top 5%, you'll be able to go online, you'll be able to answer a questionnaire, and you'll get a report that says, well, this is where the top 5% are and this is where you are.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when do you think that's going to be available?
Well, I expect it. I've got colleagues listening to this, so I'm probably about
going,
to just...
Mark, no, don't do it.
If it's not launched by the new year, there'll be a partner meeting where a lot of stern words will be said. But seriously, I think early in the new year. Okay, I mean, you're not going to buy a psychometric for Christmas, are you?
No. Oh, I don't... No, you're right. test me. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Absolutely. It's fascinating, and I love what you've done, and I like the story that you've told about it. And we were kind of talking off air about acuity and stuff like that, and I was having a bit of a rant about people who don't think things through. Mm. But it's another one of those things, isn't it? If you ask most people to describe a salesperson, they'd actually describe someone that was just a gorilla. Mm. That, you know, they're just a chest-beating, loud, almost bullying kind of person. Mm. It's fascinating that people associate sales with the thing that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's what really fascinates me, why people think that would be the case, or they'd even try and emulate that for a little while, thinking that it might work because that's what they believe.
Well, I'd invite anyone listening to this program, I know this is Business Bunker, but not everybody might identify who's listening as a salesperson. Mm. Just think about it. Next time you put your kids to bed and they won't go and you're trying to persuade them to go to bed, you're in sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, next time your husband says, can I play golf on Saturday morning and you don't want him to, he's in sales.
Exactly.
You know, so as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're all at it. And I think the answer to that is look to yourselves.
Yeah.
The next time you want to criticise someone who is actually doing their very best, almost to make a living, at persuading you or influencing you to buy something, if they've got your best interests at heart, don't be too hard on them. If they're authentic, you know, give them, you know, cut them some slack.
Yeah,
there are some people out there whose intent is not good.
Yeah.
And they need to be weeded out of the industry.
Sure, absolutely.
But I just hope that this is a little contribution and the start of a contribution to saying, what is selling all about? Mm. Selling is about starting with a sense of purpose and a sense of who I am as a person. Mm. And the reason that I get up in the morning is to help my customers actually lead a better life. And it might sound a bit grandiose, but that's the way I see it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. So, The Salesperson's Secret Code by Mark Ridley and Dr. Ben Laker.
Yep, he's the academic.
And
I'm just the salesman.
And Tim Chapman.
Yeah, Tim, he's an interesting chap. Tim's also in these days in the world of academia at York University.
Right.
But for a long time, Tim was in charge of global sales enablement at Vodafone.
Okay, right.
So, yeah.
Interesting. So that's the book. You can buy it on Amazon as a hardback. You can buy it as a digital download. Yeah,
it's just about to appear as a digital download, and I believe it's about to appear in a paperback version in lots of WH Smiths around the place. So that's good news.
Cool. There's a link on the Kent Business Radio website where you can go and see it online at Amazon. So do check that out. For the moment, Mark, thank you so much for coming back onto the Bunker
Thanks
Show.
Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed
telling
it.
Us about your fantastic book. I will read it. I will answer the 20 questions.
Okay.
And fantastic. That's really interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Mark Ridley. Just before you go, give us a shout for websites for both the business, Transform Performance International, and Twitter handles or anything else you want to give as a way of contacting you.
Okay, I will do that. WWW World Wide Web, as birds would say. Transformperformance.com.
Yep.
And if you go to salessecretcode.com, you'll find the secret code as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Ridley. Brilliant.
Yeah, cool. Love it.
We're kind of approaching the end of the show. I've got loads of emails. We're still getting tweets coming in.
And we've got loads of cookies.
And you've got cookies left.
Yeah. I'm done. No, yep. Don't you dare push them over, Tom. I'm done with them.
Go right. on. What have you got?
We have got the 6th of December. You know what that means?
Yeah, go on.
You know what that means?
What?
December.
Yeah, Christmas.
Come on. Yeah. And then what do you say? Let's do it. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello, Buddy the Elf. What's your favourite colour?
Beautiful. Yeah. Sevenoaks, the first Wednesday, 10:30 till 12 at Weald Heights. Boucherie Close at Sevenoaks. Join the team of the Weald Heights who will be showcasing this spectacular new care home in the centre of Sevenoaks. Sponsoring the event is David Howes, Gat from Chevingen. Chevingen? Chevingen?
I don't know. I've got the email. You've got
it. Chevening. Chevingen.
Yep.
Financial. A small business with a big heart supporting the community beyond finance. Then you need to go to, get ready for this, www.sevenoaks.com. chambers.com, or you can go to info@sevenoakschambers.com.
Thank you. I've had a tweet from JDL Deliveries, JDL Deliveries on the Twitter, and I say,
"What's your favourite colour?"
Yeah, you got me with that now. A big hello to all Business Bunker listeners from JDL Deliveries in sunny Maidstone.
Is it sunny?
Is it ever sunny in Maidstone? Is it?
I've got no idea. It's freezing in here. It's just like the Arctic.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to
be. I'm sure penguins could live in here.
They do.
Very, very funny. Good afternoon, it says. We are excited to announce that a group of Fields of Life alumni are coming to Kent next month as part of our Storytellers Tour. The group of incredible young people were some of the first children to receive an education at the first Fields of Life school in Uganda. They have grown up to become business people and creative individuals, true change makers in their own communities in East Africa. These young Fields of Life ambassadors now want to actively give back as they once received, enable similar disadvantaged children to attain a quality of education by raising money to build a school in Karamoja, I would imagine that is, in northern Uganda.
Uganda, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Mm. Amazing. I love things like this. Mm. So the Storytellers will also be performing some traditional Ugandan dances and songs, and there'll be great music from Ugandan gospel singer Levi Oxyone, I think. Forgive me if I've pronounced that incorrect. So it's a big concert, songwriter, singer, Nathan Jess. We hope that you can join us, and please do help spread the word and give these guys an incredible welcome to Kent by sharing this invitation with your friends. So you need to go and speak to Sue. So contact Sue Viner to reserve your place, and that's sue.viner@fieldsoflife.org. Love it.
Fantastic. Thank you. 15th of November, Swanley, third Wednesday meeting, 10:30 till 12 at Parkwood Hall Cooperative Academy. That's in Beechinell Lane in Swanley. It's our fourth Swanley networking event and will be hosted by Principal Nick White and the team at Parkwood Hall Cooperative Academy, which is an inclusive day and residential school that caters for 7 to 19-year-old students with a wide range of special educational needs. If you want to find out more, you go to sevenoakschamber.com or email info@sevenoakschamber.com. That's on the 15th of November at Swanley at the Parkwood Hall Cooperative Academy.
So two things, and this is when I love what happens with us on Twitter and here, is that you react to us on Twitter. Have you seen this yet? So we've got Tented and Twilight and they're going, bird in a bike, nothing worse. And they're shouting at sell, sell, sell. Now can I tempt any of you at the Business Bunker to buy? So it's very funny. Go and check out the GIF that they've put up. And also, Chris Hyde, I take it you're back from Mallorca, because he was listening to the conversation last week from Mallorca. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. He was feeding back. He's going, Bert, he's a great guest. Anyway, he's sent me through the Human Factors Introduction to the Benefits of Human Factors Awareness Training for Veterinary Practice. So he sent it through for me. So thanks, Chris. I will have a look at that shortly. Love it.
He's a good lad, Chris. He is.
But what I love is this interaction now, and the more and more it's happening, isn't it? So that people are listening, they're talking, they're feeding back to us, which is great. Continue.
Yeah. Chris has started a new outpost at the Business Bunker because he's just moved. He was our Hampshire representative, and now he's moved to Lincolnshire. So, we're a jaunt via Mallorca on the way.
You what?
We're a jaunt via Mallorca on the way.
With a what?
Oh, don't worry.
I can't hear you.
Have you gone deaf?
No, well, I just didn't quite get it right, and I can't say it on air because it sounds all wrong.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway.
Whatever. What you got?
Thursday, 30th of November, Ashford International Hotel, 8:30 till 4:30 p.m. The Business Growth Accelerator. I've got a funny story to tell you about this.
Okay.
Five business growth experts reveal how to unlock accelerated growth for your business without risking your assets. That's in brackets, money, just in case you didn't know what your assets were, mm-hmm. or your lifestyle. Who should attend? Are you an owner or director of a small to medium-sized business, including startups? Are you frustrated by the lack of income and profit growth? Mark, you need to go along to this. You could be teaching them how to do this.
30th of November,
Ashford International. This includes all-day conference with six world-class speakers, workshops, entrepreneur panel, and one-to-one sessions, tea and coffee, biscuits, business networking breakfast with a speaker. Do we know who the speaker is?
Mike
Ogilvie. No.
Mike Ogilvie, yes.
Ogilvie.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had him on here, actually. I know him well.
We've had him.
I know him from the PSA, Professional Speaking Association. Yep. Nice, very funny guy. Conference guide and over £100 worth of products from our speakers. And that's at, get ready for this, www, just in case you didn't know what that stood for. What is
World Wide Web.
Nice, growkent.co.uk. And that's the Ashford Annual Conference. Now, I told you I had a funny story to tell you. So I said to you last week, didn't I? Oh, I got all really excited. Oh, I've got James Sinclair on the week before, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the speakers. James Sinclair's a really great local business guy, isn't he, in Kent?
He is.
I get back from here with a, oops, bird, I'm sorry. I have to be across the country. So now James Sinclair will not be pre-Ashford International Growth Accelerator. He'll be in December now.
Oh, okay.
Got it. I was hoping I'd have him a bit earlier than...
That's a shame.
I know. But it was very funny.
So I did get along to that. It's a great event.
Are you chairing?
I am indeed. It's one of my longest days, that.
Are you doing the awards in the evening?
Yeah. I start off, I'm hosting the breakfast, which starts at 7. Then I'm chairing the event all day, which finishes at 6. And then I'm MC of the Ashford Business Awards in the evening. So Ashford Business Awards, nice. Yeah. Just watch it, because I'm presenting them as well, as well as MC. I'm not there. I open the envelope, mate, yeah? And if I see your name there, it will just be no.
I'm not there.
Why haven't you put in for it?
I don't know.
You gave me so much grief over it.
I did.
I got the criteria changed, and you haven't even entered for it now.
He sent me a message. It was so funny. It's sort of like 2 o'clock in the morning. Bird, you can are this now allowed as the global business? Very funny.
Hmm. I've had an email from Gillingham Football Club.
How are they?
They're fine. They say hello.
Good.
They have some packages available for their FA Cup first round draw. And if you'd like to book any of these, you can. There's an executive box at the Mems Peripheral Stadium. Offers a luxurious experience allowing entertainment for up to 10 guests in your own private area. Guests will enjoy a pre-match dining experience selected by you from a menu of options. You can watch the pre-match build-up from your VIP seats, which are directly outside your box. Your package includes VIP parking, a drink on arrival, opportunity for a pre-match meal, private paid mini bar within your box, half-time tea, coffee and biscuits, match day programme for all guests, a team sheet, private ensuite facilities, access to Sky Sports so you can watch some decent football. Whoops. And
did you just say that out loud?
Prices start from £250 plus VAT. That's really good, isn't it? I pay that for a ticket. I pay that for one ticket at my club.
Which is what?
Oh, don't go there.
Okay.
But we're playing tonight.
Are we excited?
No, it's in Rome.
Nice.
Watch, wine and dine. This is the perfect package for those wanting to mark a special occasion or want to add an extra treat to their pre-match ritual. This offers customers the opportunity to enjoy a two-course meal and great views of the Priestfield pitch from inside our piano bar. As part of the package, you'll receive a drink on arrival, a pre-match two-course carvery, exclusive corporate seating in the upper tier of the KM Medway stand, a matchday programme and a team sheet. And it's only £45 a person. That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to know more, contact James. James Knott. He's the sales manager at Priestfield. jknott@priestfield.com.
Nice. We've done really well today, you know.
We have.
I know.
I've got loads of emails.
I haven't. I've got one. So you're on your own.
Yes. I'll read this and then you can read your one. Yeah. There's a Passport to Profit Day on the 27th of February 2018. Experience a one-day conference like no other. On Tuesday, the 27th of February, the CEME Conference Centre will be centre stage for the most comprehensive event on every ambitious business owner's calendar. During the morning, you'll benefit from recognised speakers on cybersecurity and GDPR. After lunch, there'll be a networking masterclass focusing on the area crucial for every business to thrive. The roundtable discussions will provide your businesses with the best chance to gain new market share and greater profits. Tuesday, the 27th of February, from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. There's early bird booking until the end of October, so you've missed that. But you can still get in, and it's going to take place at the Conference Centre, Marsh Way, Raynham in Essex.
Nice. We've got Cora from Kent. They said, hi, Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for buying and selling your car locally on carsfromkent.com? There you go, guys. Absolutely. Also, Salters Must Chup.
Must Chup,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. Saucy Food Times.
Do you know them, Tom?
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
It's like this sauce that they've created, and I have some in my fridge, and I use it all the time.
It's a combination of ketchup and mustard.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's quite cool.
I like
idea. It's nice, yeah.
They've said to us, have a delicious day, Business Bunker.
Oh,
we
thank you.
Thank you very much. Salters Must Chup.
Yeah, Must Chup. Do you see what they did there?
Got it.
Good. Business Bunker, if you could please give a shout out for the BWIA 17 conference in London on the 22nd of November. And that's from Jackie. And there's a website which is
World Wide Web.
It is. I'm glad you told me that. I never knew. 1230.co.uk/meetings.
Nice. Love Selling Academy, having an amazing day planned on Thursday, the 9th of November at the Mercure Hotel at Pembury. So what is it all about then? What's it all about? Well, just imagine leaving
that
the day.
That was a song, wasn't it? What's it all about, Alfie?
It was. I nearly went into song, but my voice is a little bit croaky today, can you tell? I've been talking a lot.
No.
It's unlike me. Well, imagine leaving the day with a simple but mind-blowing plan which can take you and your sales to the next level. If that sounds good to you, then you need to join hashtag bestselling author Audrey Chapman and Emma Turner for the day. Audrey's book, Love Selling, How to Sell Without Selling Out, achieved bestseller status within a month of publication. You need to get along. We love Audrey. She's been on before. Tickets are £97 and they're available at they're £97. The early bird, you have missed out, my darling. So you need to go on to www.worldwideweb.
Oh, sorry.
Loves your...
I forgot. I was trying to work it out. Wibbly wobbly way.
www.
Wednesday with Wogan.
LoveSellingAcademy.com. Sorry about that.
Yeah. World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
Cool. Well, I think we got to the end of another show.
It's been great.
We managed it, didn't we?
We've done well.
How did we pull that together?
It's slick.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, listen, coming up later on Channel Radio 1 and Channel Radio 2, at 4 o'clock, we have the Kent Creative Live Show with the lovely Natalie Bonet. And this week, her guests are Penelope James from Penelope James PR and Kevin Grist from creative producer Sparked Echo. So that's 4 p.m. on Channel Radio, the Kent Creative Live Show. At 5 p.m., we have the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music. And that's followed at 7 p.m. by Mr. Joey Whaler with the Rockabilly Show. And then at 9 o'clock on Channel Radio, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show focusing on music from the 1960s, and specifically that very fine year, 1967. And then, of course, as always on Channel Radio, we finish off the evening with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, on a Tuesday evening, we finish off with the wonderful Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture show at 10 p.m. here on channelradio.co.uk. That's it for another week. Just to remind you that the Networkers Networking event, sponsors of this show, is taking place this Thursday at the Kenwood Trust in Yording outside of Maidstone at 9:30. But you can pop along. You can actually pay on the door. You can actually turn up at any time and get in. Four great speakers, loads of networking, lots of things to talk about. So do please come along because it is going to be good. And also to remind you that on Friday at 11 o'clock, it's our second show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, presented by the absolutely gorgeous Amanda Flanders and her team. I'm not sure who her co-host is this week, but last week it was really brilliant, really brilliant.
Was it you?
It was me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this week it isn't. I'm not sure who her co-host is this week, but she has two fantastic guests on, Nicola Hoolin and Graham Wilson. Nicola is an author, and she's just written a book on the invisible movement of the power of women in the workplace. And Graham is a leadership trainer. So fantastic show on the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday at 11 o'clock. But that just leaves me to say a huge thank you to today's guests on the Business Bunker Show here, Mr. Thomas Redgrove at the Thomas Cookie Company. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And as always, an absolute pleasure to see Mark Ridley of Transform Performance International.
Thanks a lot. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And big thank you to Bird. We'll be back next week. See you all.
See you later.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.